Today, we are joined by the event chair of Coaches vs. Cancer in Franklin County. That is Sherry Bogue. We got a time change to talk about as it relates to Saturday's events, but some of those events still happening on Saturday, just a little bit of a change due to the weather forecast. And Sherry, thanks a lot for joining us and talking about this great event once again here in Franklin County.
Yeah, wonderful event being split into a couple of different days due to our wonderful cold Iowa weather.
Exactly. So let's talk about the day starts at 3 o'clock with varsity-only basketball games. Kind of tell us what's still going to be taking place here on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to still hold our silent auction. That will be set up and ready to go with the start of the girls' game at 3 o'clock. That will run until the end of the boys' varsity halftime, at which time the silent auction bid sheets will be pulled and winners will be notified. Do not have to be present to win. And then we will also, in between the boys and girls games, do a small presentation and do our annual bucket run.
So keep that in mind. That's all happening Saturday. There was a soup supper. Again, that is postponed to February 6th. But again, proceeds from that soup supper also benefit Coaches versus Cancer Relay for Life. So Sherry, we talked about this before too. You know, it's two county rivalries. I do this every year, but coming together for one cause. Just talk about that importance.
Yeah, it's really important to fight this battle of cancer. And it's important to show that as a community, we're supportive and both communities supporting the one cause to do our best to find a cure for cancer.
Again, we're joined by Sherry Bogue, event chair of Coaches versus Cancer. Again, that is on Saturday in Sheffield at West Fork High School. Again, some of those time changes will be varsity-only games now starting at 3 p.m. just due to the cold temperatures and forecasted wind chills Saturday night into Sunday. But there'll still be a silent auction that starts at the start of the games, goes to the halftime of the boys' game as well. And there'll also be a bucket run taking place between the ball games, the girls' and boys' games, I should say. So still a lot of events going on. We want to mention, too, get a plug. If you can't make it up there, you can still listen to the game on 99 The Wave. And Sherry, there's other ways people can still get involved in donating as well.
Absolutely. You can always make a donation, and those can be sent to me at my home address of 214 East Gilman in Sheffield. I'm sure the radio station would allow you to drop off a donation there, or just get in touch with me and we'll make arrangements to get things picked up from you.
And so again, that's another way to get involved. The games we broadcast on 99th Wave, that's 98.9 on the FM dial. And Sherry, also with this money, I was talking with Denise here earlier in the week as we talked about the importance of the American Cancer Society. Kind of talk about that importance as well.
Yeah, the American Cancer Society has several different programs that they fund that help cancer patients, helping them get rides back and forth to treatment, just learning how to deal with the things that they're going through and the effects of their treatment and how to feel good about themselves. A lot of this money also goes towards research, and we do have active research grants both at the University of Iowa and at Iowa State University right here in the state. So it's important to know that your money is kept close to home and helping as many local people as we can.
Again, several ways to raise money there too, with the silent auction, of course, the bucket run, and of course the ball game starting at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Again, it's varsity only. And if you can't make it up, again, the games will be broadcast on 99 The Wave, 98.9 on the FM dial. Again, we're joined by Sherry Bogue, event chair of Coaches versus Cancer, as we talk about Saturday's events. And Sherry, anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, we just hope that you can brave the cold and come out and join us for a few hours on Saturday and then come out again on February 6th for our soup supper, which those proceeds will still go to Coaches versus Cancer.
And I'll still be in Sheffield as well.
Correct.
All right, very good. Sherry, thanks a lot for joining us, and hopefully it's a great turnout on Saturday. Hopefully you stay warm as well.
Yep, everybody stay warm and stay safe.
All right, that's Sherry Bogue. Again, event chair of Coaches versus Cancer. Games start at 3 o'clock on Saturday up in Sheffield, again broadcasted on 99 The Wave. I'm Mitch Williams for Radio on the Go.